ISIS prisoner swap.
Jordan could release a convicted terrorist.
Buried in Boston.
Facing a major challenge to dig out this morning.
Vanderbilt rape verdict.
Guilty of aggravated rape. On count two, find Mr.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's frantic work at this hour to try to save a Japanese hostage held by ISIS. Talk of a prisoner swap amid deadlines from a terror group that's murdered other captives. We're live with CBS's Heather Bosch.
A mother pleads for the life of her son. ISIS has set a deadline to kill Japanese journalist Kenji Gotō in about 1 hour. The terrorists have already killed Gotō's fellow Japanese hostage. ISIS had demanded Japan pay a $200 million ransom. Meantime, Jordan says it will free a jailed female terrorist in exchange for a Jordanian fighter pilot who was captured by ISIS after his plane crashed in Syria. It's unclear if Jordan's offer would also free Gotō.
Well, the first major winter storm of the year buried eastern New England. The region is struggling to get out from under more than 2 feet of snow. Massachusetts lifted an official travel ban, but Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says it's still a good idea for people in the snowbound city to stay put.
People should not drive, and if they're not emergency personnel or have an emergency circumstance. So I'm asking you to not drive your car. Some of our streets still aren't plowed.
Well, CBS's Anna Werner is in Boston.
They're going to be cleaning up today in freezing conditions. Today's high is only 24 degrees. And it feels cold out here, but for the kids, it's more good news because they have another snow day.
And CBS's Chris Van Cleve in Marshfield, Massachusetts, along the coast, says blizzard conditions did more than dump snow.
The howling wind and forceful waves have punished the Massachusetts coast, and late into the night, the water kept rising.
Got some houses that we believe have been knocked off their foundations. There's going to be more damage to those houses. The building inspector's already been down here.
Power outages in Nantucket are starting to come down, but still some 4,500 customers without power on a frigid day.
And power crews are working to try to restore electricity to thousands. Parts of eastern Long Island, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and Maine got more than 2 feet of snow. Boston's Logan Airport is coming back to life, and Amtrak trains from Boston are rolling again to New York and Washington. Now to Nashville and the verdict in the case of two former Vanderbilt University football players charged with raping an unconscious student in a dorm room.
We find Mr. Vanderberg guilty of aggravated rape. On count two, we find Mr. Vanderberg guilty of aggravated
Brandon
rape.
Vandenberg and Corey Beatty, both convicted by a jury after 3 hours of deliberations.
You asked me what happened. You know, didn't understand.
Attorney Albert Perez represented Vandenberg. Two other former players will also face trial in this case. Deputy DA Tom Thurman.
I think it is going to open up a dialogue a little bit more for discussion among schools and among people about what's going on college campuses.
54-year-old Warren Lee Hill was put to death last night in Georgia. In prison for murder, he killed another inmate. Death penalty opponent Richard Dieter says Hill was intellectually disabled.
This was a very sad case. This is a man probably with capabilities of about a 12-year-old, and he was taken out and executed.
But Kent Schneidegger of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation sees it differently.
He was in prison for one, and then while in prison, he murdered someone else. That's a very compelling case for the death penalty, because otherwise there is no punishment for the second murder.
Confirmation hearings open in Washington this morning for President Obama's choice to succeed Attorney General Eric Holder. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
Loretta Lynch is a well-regarded prosecutor who has twice led the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York. She's praised both for her depth of experience and her collegial nature, President Obama announcing her nomination.
Loretta might be the only lawyer in America who battles mobsters and drug lords and terrorists and still has the reputation for being a charming people person.
Charm will come in handy at what could be a grueling day-long hearing. Republicans are expected to grill Lynch on marijuana laws, the IRS, and whether the president's immigration actions are legally defensible. Pam Coulter, CBS News, Washington.
The Obama administration's out with a plan that would open up a stretch along the Atlantic coast to oil and gas drilling. CBS's Peter King has details.
It's far from a done deal, but Interior Secretary Sally Jewell says it'll work.
This is a balanced approach. It supports thoughtful, careful, well-structured oil and gas development.
Jewell says sensitive areas would be protected. Drilling could start in 2021, 50 miles off the Virginia, Carolina, and Georgia coasts. The oil industry wants it. So does South Carolina's Republican Governor Nikki Haley, who says it means jobs and investment. Northern Democrats like New Jersey's Robert Menendez are worried.
In New Jersey alone, the consequences of an oil spill would be catastrophic.
And environmental groups say offshore drilling hasn't gotten any safer since the BP oil spill nearly 5 years ago. Peter King, CBS News.
The White House has dropped one of President Obama's State of the Union proposals, the plan to scale back the tax benefits of future contributions to college savings plans. Republicans and key Democrats came out against it. A South Carolina judge will be asked by a prosecutor today to vacate the convictions of the men known as the Friendship Nine. CBS's Jim Crisula says they're key figures in this country's civil rights struggle.
W.T. Massey had second thoughts about joining eight other black junior college students who made history 54 years ago. They sat down and demanded service at a whites-only lunch counter at a store in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
I was hesitant about it, not fearful, but I didn't have time for it. I didn't think that it was a worthwhile thing to do.
The so-called Friendship Nine were arrested and charged with trespassing. Clarence Graham remembers the act of defiance like it was yesterday.
I couldn't have been in my seat no more than 30, 40 seconds. And as soon as we hit the stool, I said the shoulders grabbed me and pushed me on the floor. And I was literally dragged out of the store.
Each went to jail for a month rather than pay $100 bail. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Authorities say a Springville, Utah couple and their three children who were found dead in their home last fall overdosed on drugs because the parents were worried about the apocalypse. Police also found letters written by the mother to a Utah inmate serving time for killing family members in the name of God. A new report finds 60% of the world's population, about 2.6 billion people, lives in countries not entirely free. The Freedom House study says 61 countries became less free last year. In 31, the situation improved. Questions, so many questions for the players and coaches at the Super Bowl. CBS's Steve Futterman says yesterday's answers were wrapped in spectacle.
This year's media day included a marching band. All the players on both teams showed up. They seemingly talked about almost everything imaginable.
What stuffed animals do I like?
That's New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick talking about his favorite stuffed animal. The idea of Media Day is to get the players and coaches to talk. Yet on this Media Day, perhaps the biggest story was Seattle Seahawk Marshawn Lynch.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
Who wouldn't talk?
I'm here so I won't get fined.
There was the usual array of media representatives. This man from a Phoenix radio station showed up dressed only in a barrel.
I'm wearing a barrel, bowling shoes, and a cowboy hat, and that's about it.
And there were even some questions about football. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.